You are magically whole and perfect now. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. You are magically whole and perfect now. It's a wonderful game that we play, this game of life. This game of life is filled with adventures, filled with thrills, filled with choices, filled with everything, and we are all genius. We are all genius to do everything that has to be done. We are fantastic. We are glorious. We are wonderful. We are beautiful. And when I look at you and I see you magically whole and perfect right now in every area of your being, in every area of your body, in every area of your mind, your spirit, in every area of who you are, when I see you that way, then what happens to me? I have to be that way to see you that way. If I see a wonderful person, I must be a wonderful person to see that wonderful person. If I see a person who is whole and perfect, beautifully whole and perfect, just a magical symbol of ideal life, then I must be that too, because I must be whatever I see. And whatever I see is a reflection of me. And that's pretty exciting. That's pretty exciting for everything to be a reflection of me. Yes, that's pretty exciting. But it's the truth. It's the truth. So now, what can I do about this to make this a habitual thing in my life, something that I always do, always see everybody whole and perfect, always see everything whole and perfect, always see all that is whole and perfect. What can I do? Well, what I can do is to surround myself with what I consider beautiful people at all times. People with beautiful minds, people with beautiful bodies, people with beautiful attitudes, people who are just beautiful, magically, wonderfully beautiful all the time. Now, for me to do that means that I have to be beautiful, magical, and wonderful all the time myself. That means that I must associate myself with ideas that are beautiful and fantastic and glorious all the time. That means no matter what I look at, I must find the beauty in it. And it's not hard when I'm beauty myself. No matter what I see happening in my world, I must find the joy in it. I must find the magic in it. I must find the music in it. I must find the wholeness in it. No matter what I see in my world, I must find that which I am in it. Now, to do that means I develop a habit of looking around me and seeing everything beautiful. If we say count your blessings, which is a wonderful thing to do, for every time we count our blessings, we are seeing them, we are reviewing them. Now, when you look at your past, and you look at your past, and you see some things that you don't like, and you look at it, you're empowering it to be that again. So now look at your past and count your blessings. Look at all the beautiful things that you are and you were and you will be and all the things that exist that are your creation because they're beautiful. Now, did you create a beautiful movie as you went to see it? If you didn't, you're very foolish. Did you create beautiful people to be companions to you as you went to the theater? If you didn't, you're very silly. Now, did these companions do anything that was not necessarily good? If they did, forget it. If they did, think of all the things they did that were good. Now, surely they did some good things or else you wouldn't have stayed with them. Surely they did some good things or else they wouldn't be in your world. Now, what can you do to have them in your world and to have them beautiful? What can you do? What sort of things can you do to have a world filled with beautiful things, filled with beautiful people, filled with beautiful ideas? What could you do to do that? Well, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So in my heart, I'm thinking about beautiful things. Now, do I think about beautiful women or ugly women? Do I think about beautiful men or ugly men? Do I think about beautiful children or ugly children? Do I think about a beautiful business or an ugly business? Do I think about a beautiful house that I live in, or do I think of its problems? Do I think of my playing a game of golf and my having a difficulty in getting the score that I want to get, or having the club hit the ball the way I want it to? When I play tennis, can I tell the ball where to go? Can I tell the racket how to strike the ball so it'll go where I want it to go? Can I do that? Or can I just see the ball going where I want it to go? I see the ball going where I want it to go, and ipso facto, I do the thing necessary to move the ball where I want it to go. And when I move the ball where I want it to go, then I accomplish the goal that I have. Now, this is the way we are in life, too. We see things the way we want them to be, and they will be that way. Just like in tennis, you see the ball where you want it to go, and it's there. In golf, you see the ball where you want it to go, and it's there. The Boston Globetrotters, as they bounce that ball around the court of the basketball, on the basketball court, what are they doing? They're seeing that ball going where they want it to go. They don't push the ball to where they want it to go. They don't make the ball do. They see it there, and then everything is natural and follows it, and it does everything they want it to do. Now, when a mathematician has a problem in math, he doesn't see the problem in math. He sees it fulfilled. He says, I know the solution, and then he lets it go. He lets it go so that his inner consciousness, which is clear and free of all outer limitations, come up with the solution. Life is like that. You are magically whole and perfect now. I say that to everybody in my world because they are my reflection. And I only associate with beautiful, magically whole and perfect people. I only associate with beautiful, magically whole and perfect ideas. I only associate with beautiful magic at all times. And as I associate with beautiful magic at all times, it is revealed in my life perfectly, wonderfully, beautifully. It's so simple. We do it all the time with our games, with the things that we play. We see what we want to accomplish. In a card game, we see that the cards are doing exactly what we want them to do. Now, how can they do that? They do that because they are our magic. They are our thoughts. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As we think, as we think, as we think. Do we believe that? Oh, we do believe it. Do we practice it? Oh, yes, we do. We practice it for what we don't want, and we practice for what we do want. You are magically whole and perfect now. In my heart, in my mind, in my life, in my world, in my experience, in your life, in your heart, in your world, in your experience, all is done now. All is done now. Life is so thrilling that all is done now. Life is so thrilling that all is accomplished right now. It's so beautiful right now. It's so fulfilling right now. It's so magnificent right now. It's what we want. It's what we believe. It's what we know. Now, do you know that? Do you believe that? Do you understand that? Are you fulfilled in that purpose? If you are, then you are magically whole and perfect now. Always think of yourself as the exquisite game player, the exquisite golfer, tennis person, the exquisite globetrotter, the exquisite being who does everything before they do it. And they do it perfectly before they do it. They see that ball where they want it to be. They see that perfect health where they want it to see. They see that perfect body where they want it to be. They see that perfect mind where they want it to be. And it is done for them. It is full for them. It is accomplished for them because it is reality now. Where's your reality now? My reality is you're magically whole and perfect now. I am magically whole and perfect now. All the world is magically whole and perfect now. And how wonderful that is. Have a lovely day and be magically whole and perfect now, because that's the way I see you and that's the way I am. I love you. I love you. I love you.